This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Across the country, LGBT people frequently celebrate their sexual orientation through gay pride parades during the month of June, commonly known as Pride Month. But for the final weekend of May, a group of people who have left the LGBT lifestyle behind are staging a march of their own. Find out more after this break. This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat. The Freedom March is coming to Washington, D.C. in May to celebrate life free from homosexuality and same-sex attraction. Last May, a handful of people gathered near the National Mall in D.C. to share their testimonies of how Christ freed them from same-sex attraction. Starting May 25, 2019, they will meet for the second straight year, this time with hundreds more added to their ranks. For founder Jeffrey McCall, it's a sign of how far the movement has come. He told Charisma News, "The movement has grown so much, we are just continuing to share the testimonies of people who have left LGBTQ lifestyles to follow Jesus. We continue this movement, but with new people getting to share every year." Since the first march in D.C. last year, the group has led a rally in Los Angeles and has two more planned in St. Paul and Orlando later this year. McCall says this year's event in D.C. will feature more testimonies than previous events and feature a time at the end to minister to people. McCall says, "My goals for this year's Freedom March is to grow and have more of the body of Christ to come out and support us. We want all brothers and sisters in Christ to come hear the stories and to unify with us in marching, proclaiming Jesus is Lord." Praise God for these individuals' powerful testimonies and commitment to following Jesus above all. And to read more stories like this, you can visit charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.